Hello, this is Cammie Britt with a bicycle safety tip. I ride my bike around Carbondale a lot, and it's a jungle out there. One of the most common bicycle accidents is called the open door prize. This is when a motorist unexpectedly opens their door just as you're about to pass. This is the most common bike accident in Santa Barbara. You can avoid this type of accident by riding to the left. Ride far enough to the left so that you won't run into any door that's opened unexpectedly. Wearing a helmet and bright colors goes without saying. This bike safety tip was produced in the public interest by Kane & Kay. I'm Cammie Britt.
April 15th is more than just tax day. It's the anniversary of a very special beginning. On April 15th, 1983, nearly 37 years ago, KDNK Community Access Radio was born, and the world will never be the same. In celebration of KDNK's long and strange history, today we will share a retrospective sampling distant and more recent memories from the diverse folks that have defined our station sound. To begin, we will hear from station founder Lee Swidler, founding board member Bruce Stolbach, and KDNK's original co-managers, Wick Moses and Pat Noel.
I put an ad in the journal, and we had a meeting at the old Gordon Cooper Library, which is right downstairs from here, and five or six people showed up. And we had no idea what we were doing, but we worked on it, that's all. We just pushed forward and asked questions. The first thing, of course, was getting all the forms. And then, you know, one of the things we did that Jerry told me was don't invent the wheel twice. And we went to Peonia as well as Codo and we paid a lot of money. And they photostated our entire FCC their entire FCC applications. And we were able to, you know, mill through it and pick out there were things that we didn't have to think about. We could change the names and the words and make it apply to Carbondale. Equipment, that was really where the town came in, because we applied for an NTIA grant for, I think we figured, $57,000, and 30% of that had to come from donations. And of course, nobody, although everybody wanted the station, you still didn't know whether to believe, and no one was actually going to hand us checks. So what we did is we got promises that people pledged if we got a license, they would give us their money. And that was good enough for Washington. Well, yeah, I did all the grants. I had never written a grant in my life. And the first grant we got the first two grants that we asked for, which was the NTIA grant to get us on the air, and then we got the grant to get the translator in Glenwood. And it's just, I don't know, it just takes a lot of time and a lot of typing. That's all.
And when I saw Lee's ad, I showed up, and I think about five or six people showed up. Let's see. We had it was a lawyer, an accountant, and about four or five hippies. And the lawyer was Bill Phillips, borderline hippie, and Brian Vansel was the accountant, and then it was myself and Lee Swidler, Jim Groh, Marple Lewis, and Mike Spear. And that was pretty much the first board.
Working side by side with the board and with Swidler was Wick Moses, who, along with Pat Noel, served as KDNK's first manager.
All of a sudden, you know, this thing could happen, and they decided they needed a station manager, and they started advertising for one. And Pat Noel and I ended up going in and interviewing for the job, and they decided that we both had the credentials or were foolish enough to do it, and we both got hired. We were really lucky in that we had the assistance of both John Freitag, who at the time owned Audio Lab, which was a repair shop that we were affiliated with Main Street. He was a very, very good engineer, and a guy named Gordon Fetterman, who had Triad Communications. And neither one of them had ever put an FM station on the air, but between the two of them, they had a great deal of knowledge, and both of them were very, very creative engineers, which we desperately needed at the time.
Sharing the manager's hot seat with Moses was Pat Noel.
Well, let's see now. Of course, I was a station manager with no station. I was actually co-manager with Wick Moses. Well, there wasn't a, there was the idea for a station, and there was a space. We helped paint this very room we're sitting in, by the way, and soundproof it. But there wasn't any, there weren't any toys. And one of my jobs, well, I had three jobs, actually. We had a, one of the consoles set up in the basement of the Centennial Building across the street, and three times a week I would schedule people to come in and pretend they were doing a radio show. So we'd push and pull buttons and turn knobs, and that was one of my jobs. The other job was to throw parties, and we threw a bunch of theme parties that to raise money for the station. And then my third job was to, we hadn't any call letters. We were operating under a thing called CCAR, Carbondale Community Access Radio. And we wanted to call it KCAR, but those letters were taken. And so I was given the responsibility of checking certain call letters with the FCC, and they had a rule that you could only call up three times a day. You could only give them three numbers every time you called up, or three sets of call letters. So I was working in Aspen at the time at Aspen Magazine, so I used their phone to call Washington three times a day. And thanks a lot for the paying the phone bill, guys, by the way. And I call up and say, KBLLY, KKRB, or whatever the sets, and then this sort of disembodied voice at the end of, would go, no. So I'd hang up, and I'd wait 3 hours, and I'd call up again, and we had, like, lists of letters. And so finally we stumbled on the combination KDNK, for, and this went on for about 2 weeks. And so I finished one set with KDNK, and the voice said, yes. So that's how we got our call letters. And the DNK stands for Dinkle, of course, the Dinkle Building, which we are in, a historic name for it.
Probably the single most exciting event with the station when we first, you know, when we first were got all the equipment in and started playing with it, was one night we fired up the transmitter. I think it was about a week and a half or so before we went on the air, and we put a test tone out over the, you know, out, because of course we couldn't get on and talk, and it was actually somewhat illegal that we were doing this test tone business. But we got on, and I can remember calling up people I knew in Glenwood and up the valley, and it was like, you know, did you hear it? Did you hear it? And they'd be, oh wow, they tune their radios down, and you know, they'd come back and say, oh wow, yeah, ooh, whoopee. Little did we know, of course, that we were putting out a mono test tone, which of course had a great deal of carrying power. So when we actually started broadcasting with a stereo signal, it wasn't exactly quite the same intensity. But, I mean, I can remember that night I got home, and I lived halfway between Carbondale and Redstone at the time, and I was walking my dogs along my dirt road, and I can just remember having this incredibly high feeling of just like, wow, I'm actually in the air. I mean, I can, you know, I'm there, you know. It's like, whoa, you know, in the ether, as it were. It was really a very, you know, that was an extremely exhilarating day.
The $57,000 federal grant was approved. The equipment was purchased and installed. The FCC licensing was granted to the Carbondale Community Access Radio, Inc., and after nearly 2 years of effort, KDNK was ready to go on the air.
And I remember when we first went on the air, I remember myself saying that, you know, I don't hear anything, or I forget exactly what I said, but I didn't believe we were actually on the air, and someone came in and said, yeah, we can hear you. And then I remember... we got a phone call from Basalt, and they said, yeah, they can hear you at the bank, and everybody got really excited.
And it was, and I mean, it was really wild. Lee didn't know which switch to switch, so if you listen to the tape, you can hear him talking in the background, and you hear all this noise going on while the Beatles are playing because he forgot to turn the mic switch off or something. And, you know, I was in the other room, so I didn't, you know, couldn't come running in here and flip it for him. And, you know, and then the evening progressed and sort of, you know, became a gigantic party with everybody getting on for, you know, who we had, I think we had a drawing. It was a, you know, pull your name out of the hat sort of thing. Amy Marsh was on actually second after Lee. And then I forget who was on after that, but it was only like half an hour segments. It was pretty amazing. I mean, it was one of those things where I think we all, you know, we all thought, well, this thing will last for 6 or 7 months and then it'll cool.
Mm-hmm. time for another KDNK
moment in history.
And there were some very different things that went on late at night up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the plush studios of KDNK. I believe I said plush there, Engineer Bob. We present Community Access Radio.
Hey, man, what's going
on? Oh, yeah, man, I got it, man.
Have a good time.
Public radio stations always need money, and a public radio station in a small rural town needs to get creative and stay persistent to raise all the funds needed to pay operating costs and stay on the air. Over the years, benefits for KDNK have ranged from garage sales to concerts, and some KDNK fundraisers, like the Labor of Love Auction and the Talent Show, have become town traditions. While membership drives, well, they just keep right on driving.
11. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
KDNK, Out of This World Radio, will blast off on Friday, February 27th at 5:18 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Our goal is to raise $8,830 and to remain the most innovative and alternative radio station in the Roaring Fork Valley. We're also going to be the first radio station to orbit the world in 7 days. Professor Mink Dink has invented an amazing device that actually converts the ether of listener power to high-energy radio waves that will power our space station, KDNK, on its unique and wonderful journey around the world.
How is the...
excuse me while I rattle my paper in the background.
What have you got there, Virginia?
I have the total. We have a new total of members, a new total of dollars collected, a new total of ears out there that are listening to the Jazz Maniac. We would like to say right now that we're up to 300 pairs of ears listening to KDNK.
600 ears.
Yep, 600 individual ears, assuming that everybody both has two.
Assuming.
We would also like to take this time to thank Michelle Edwards, Andy Fee, Wick Moses, and Teresa, and Robert Carter. They are our new members this morning. Andy Fee donated $100 to the station as a challenge. He says, come on, you people out there. If he can come up with that kind of money, so can you.
So can everybody else.
That brings our new total up to $3,838 pledged to the radio station. Andy Fee, of course, will receive not one,
15 bowls, 85 t-shirts.
And a partridge. And a, no, Andy Fee will receive two KDNK t-shirts designed by Roy Poteet. One beautiful, 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 underlined beautiful bowl. Probably gets our undying gratitude, and I think we'll grovel around him for a while. We're very good at groveling these days, saying, oh boy, thanks. We really appreciate your support.
And
I mean, it's just wonderful.
And now, time for another KDNK
moment in history.
Honey, why don't we get drunk? And
well, you get the picture.
Oh, yeah.
This is Ribo inviting you to join me every Friday evening on KDNK from 7:30 to 9:30 for sounds you will not hear anywhere else on the radio on Deep Art.
Sorry. Hi, this is Sherilyn. Some people call me Candy. How's your day going so far? I'll be rocking these Rockies every Wednesday from 10 till noon. My show is comfortably sandwiched between Krusty Twinkies and New Dimensions.
For 37 years, KDNK has given community access to the airwaves of the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond, giving rise to situations that wouldn't otherwise have been possible, including countless remote broadcasts and a diverse assortment of DJ personalities.
Day out here. It's going to be hot and sunny, and the rock and roll is about to start. I think what's this up right now? It's leftover salmon, right? And, probably one of the best bands we could possibly have at a mountain fair.
Hey, can't wait to hear them.
Been that special because like a mountain fair is pretty special.
Here we are. Time. Manny Goldberg here with former All-American Buddy Barnett. Back up in the booth, buddy. It's right good on. To be here, don't you think?
Here on the home field.
I'll tell you, man. It's been.
We asked 1,000 doctors if stranded on a desert island what radio station they'd listen to. 8 out of 10 doctors chose KDNK.
I limped into town in a dying 58 Mercury with bald tires and the smell of 30 years of spilled drinks reeling in my head. An asthmatic heater wheezed and sputtered somewhere underneath the dash. Outside, it's the city. Vulgar graffiti and overturned dumpsters wrestled with burnt-out buses and broken glass while knife-wielding punks and machine-gun-toting drug addicts vented their rage and frustration out on the city, the cops, and each other. I lit my last camel, and more out of curiosity than habit, I turned on the radio.
Poet Eric Walter was describing poetry on Express Yourself, but he could have been describing KDNK.
And when you bring the vitality like these people in this room bring to it, I think people really, really are enlivened both, like Kim said, spiritually and intellectually. I think people get stimulated in ways that they're not used to being stimulated, you know, in those ways. And I think the surprise of it keeps people coming back, at least to find out more about it.
You never know what those late-night DJs will come up with.
If you lose your job, your marriage, and your mind all in 1 week, try to lose your mind first, because then the other stuff won't matter that much. Probably the saddest thing you'll ever see is a mosquito sucking on a mummy. Forget it, little friend. If you think a weakness can be turned into a strength, I hate to tell you this, but that's another weakness. Before a mad scientist goes mad, there's probably a time when he's only partially mad. And this is the time when he's going to throw his best parties. One good thing about hell, at least, is you can probably pee wherever you want to.
today it was my birthday.
And now, time for another KDNK
moment in history.
If you like to dance, tune in to Kids Beat, Fridays from 4 to 4:30 and Sundays from 3 to 5, where you'll hear a pleasant combo of old and new rock put on by our favorite DJ, me, Andy Zanga. So tune in on KDNK for Kids Beat, the Valley's most popular radio show. Maybe.
Attention, friends and members of KDNK. We need your help tonight at 5:30 at KDNK to help stuff and label newsletters.
Well, it is 8:03, and you're listening to KDNK in Carbondale, 90.5 FM in Carbondale, 91.3 in Glenwood Springs, and 88.3 in Aspen. And this is Rich Glazer, and I'm doing Tuesday night, the Roy Poteet Show tonight, in memory of Roy Poteet, who's no longer with us. And I'm trying to play some of his favorite music. As I mentioned when I started the set, Roy liked to play music that he thought was visual. He was a painter, and I saw things and saw music in a very visual manner. And some of the music you've heard this set was just that type of music. He would hope that he would get some type of visual effect on people, that people would see things in their minds and fantasize about what their lives could be through the music that he played.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs
inside. Uh-oh, the cuckoo kids. That means it's time to go.
It's a whole lot of years, you know, since 1983, KDNK been standing. Upon the time, I was in a Dinko building, moved over here, you know, a whole lot of years ago. I forgot what year it was, but it was like, wow, the transition. But, you know, doing it for so long and just being a part of KDNK and just talking to other DJs when I see them, they have the time. Choose to have the time to chat, just talk about the history, DJs that came and went, you know. And believe me, just because the DJs went don't mean that they did not leave an impression, because God, whoo, talking about an all-star lineup from just all of the DJs from 1983 until now, and the ones that are not here, hope y'all listening, much respect and love to y'all. Y'all know who y'all is. And to the ones that are still here, when I decided to jump aboard of the KDNK Express.
KDNK has a way of reminding regular listeners about what's really going on.
All depends on the skin. All depends on the skin you're living in. Think your eyes. All depends on the skin. All depends on the skin you're living in. Think your eyes. All depends on the skin. All depends on the skin you're living in.
Let me give you a quote here from Nelson Mandela. He said, "It always seems impossible until it's done."
Cher's classic rock and soul.
Never can stay by.
Rolling on down the road, Cheryl and Tassos, loving and missing you. After 25 years of KDNK's finest music and local and beyond's best, leaving you with a kiss.
I'm pretty sure you won't hear this on commercial radio.
The late Studs Terkel gave us his opinion about the song.
What should be our national anthem? Obviously, this land is your land. That's our national anthem. That's the real national. Nothing about bombs bursting in air, or sanctimonious blessings, you know, that God has given us. I'm talking about, of course, naturally, the God Bless America and the Star-Spangled Banner. Since one of the anthems, The anthem, "This land is your land, this land was made for you and me." If I were to name one, it would have to be Woody.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
This has been a Katie and Kay birthday retrospective. Tune in on Wednesday, April 15th at 4 p.m. for our official 37th birthday celebration. If you feel so inclined to make a gift to the station, you can always donate online at katieandkay.org. And if you'd like to send a birthday message for air, please record and email it to Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H, at kdnk.org. Thank you.